The risks of flooding in Missouri have not discouraged development. In fact, since 1993, the St. Louis area has embarked on a building boom, from levees to new homes and strip malls. Joining us now is Sarah Shipley. She's the lead reporter on a five-part series published this week in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's called A Flood of Development. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It almost seems, a decade later, as if the flood actually encouraged development.
I would say that that's true. There was almost a sense of sort of a backlash against the river. People wanted to show, I think, that they could fight back against the river, and they wanted to take that ground back.
What's interesting is this sort of aggressive development has contradicted the recommendations of the Federal Task Force and the Army Corps of Engineers.
That's right. There was a task force that looked at the flood of 1993, and it made a number of unusual recommendations that sort of changed flood policy the way it had been for maybe the past 70 years or so. That task force recommended that the use of levees should be reduced and that people should start pulling back from the rivers.
And the federal government is not alone in issuing these warnings about building on floodplains. Who are the critics of floodplain development, and what exactly are they saying?
Well, in the St. Louis area, there are several professors who have studied the rivers and determined that they're actually a lot more flood-prone than people would lead you to believe. Also, environmentalists in the area are, you know, raising questions about whether this is a wise thing to do, to put billions of dollars worth of new development into a place that very well could flood again. There's one environmentalist in St. Louis who says, floods are not natural disasters. They're man-made disasters. Nobody gets hurt unless there's people in the way.
Anyone who lived through or remembers the flood of 1993, the memories are very vivid pictures. Water as far as you could see. You could just see the tips of silos peeking out above the water, or just rooftops. What does the landscape look like now along those floodplains?
There have been very concentrated areas of development along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers in the past decade. So now in some places that were underwater 10 years ago, you have big new shopping centers, Walmart, a Lowe's, and office buildings, things like that.
Sarah, in your story, you quote someone as saying that this is a case where human optimism is prevailing over human experience. Anyone who remembers those pictures probably right now is wondering, why would you build a home or an office park or a large shopping mall in an area that's prone to flood? If you've lived through this, why go back in an area like that?
I think people think that they can control the river through the use of levees and engineering, and they don't like to think that it will happen to them, especially when you talk about flooding in terms of a 100-year or a 500-year event. Most people think that that means, well, we won't have another flood for another 100 years or 500 years. But that isn't necessarily the case. This scientific research has raised some questions of, you know, a flood of 1993 could come again in as little as 50 years, some people say.
I'm wondering, Sarah, where are you planning to build your next home?
Actually, I grew up in Marthasville, Missouri, which is near the Missouri River, but my family's house was up on a high spot. And it's nice to be able to look at the river from up on high, but I don't think I would ever get that close to it.
Sarah, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Sarah Shipley is the lead reporter on a five-part series published this week in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The series is called A Flood of Development.